Hello and welcome to episode 357 of the Extra Features Movie Review Podcast. Like it says in the title, this is a podcast where we review films. Warning ahead of time, we will be discussing spoilers, whether it's something brand new like The Devil Wears Prada 2 or something from the 40s like Mildred Pierce. There will be spoilers in these discussions. I am Doug, and I am joined by the grand poobah of Extra Features, Simon. How you doing, Simon?
I'm great. I have some big Canadian news for you, Doug. Brand new today.
You got a new form of geese.
We do, actually. No.
Okay.
Dunkin' Donuts is returning to Canada.
Wow. So will there be like battles between Tim Hortons and Dunkin' Donuts for turf?
I don't know, because I like Dunkin's Donuts better than I like Tim Horton Donuts, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I always prefer Dunkin' Donuts.
How about the coffees? Which coffee do
I
you
don't
prefer?
drink coffee, so I'm probably
Okay.
the worst person to ask. But my kids tell me I'm really bad with those things, those cold drinks, whatever they're called. They're
Okay.
not coffee, but they're like something else. But they like them at Dunkin' a lot.
Okay.
So I may get a, I'm like, because I live in the burbs, I think I'm primed for Dunkin'.
That is fair. I will say I'm a coffee guy. My personal fast food coffee, McDonald's. I think McDonald's
Okay.
has the best coffee.
The trick with McDonald's is they bought Tim Hortons company. Tim
Really?
Hortons used to have their own brand of coffee and they switched it when they got bought out by the Burger King guys. So Burger King owns Tim Hortons and Wendy's. No, Tim Hortons. No, so Burger King and Tim Hortons. They got
Okay.
new coffee. Then McDonald's bought the coffee that Tim Hortons used to serve.
Oh,
So the
really?
coffee you
Okay.
drink at McDonald's, in Canada, probably the same in the States. It's Tim Hortons coffee.
And what is Tim Hortons now is Burger King coffee.
Yes, and I hear it's absolutely terrible from what people
Fair
tell me. And
enough.
again, I don't know. We do have a Mike Subs. I still have never been.
Okay.
And I
I
guess
just.
you're getting Dave's Hot Chicken, which I still have never been.
Yes. I have been to a Dave's. One opened up relatively near me, and my son Dylan wanted to try it, so we went, and it was decent.
I will say I love Raising Cane's. I've had it once and I'm like, wow. And Chick-fil-A, we have one about half an hour from my house. I still have never been. I've been to once to a Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
I've had cold Chick-fil-A. People bring it to me, but I've never actually had it hot, only once.
Okay.
And that was
I've
years
never had
ago.
Raising Cane's. I've never tried Raising
I
Cane's.
really liked it.
Okay. I'll have
And
to
the
give
other
them a
big
try.
news that we're going to Canadian restaurants, we get the Olive Garden back this summer right near my house.
Okay.
This guy will be there, guaranteed. Love all you can. I go for the soup, the gnocchi soup and breadsticks. I mean,
Okay, yes. The
last time I
salad and
was
breadsticks.
for $10, you can't get or go wrong for lunch.
No, I dig their salad. Their salad and breadsticks. Those are good. I like those.
Oh, listeners, this will not be out by the time I show up to your country, but I'm making a trip stateside, coming up in 2 3 days. I'll be in the States.
Where are you gonna be?
I'm going to be in Niagara Falls
Okay.
for a couple hours. I'm probably be at the Olive Garden having breadsticks and soup if you need me. If there was a Golden Corral, I'd be at the Corral.
Okay, that
But
is
that's
fair.
it. So that's Canadian highlights today. I have nothing else for you guys. But I
That
do, I lie.
no chips.
I did bring some chips.
Okay, there you
I
go.
found these crusty roasted spare rib flavor chips.
Interesting. I wonder how those
Do
are.
they not have these in the state as American?
Not that I've seen, but then again, I also had my physical with my doctor this week, and he told me to lay off the starches. So
Hey,
potato chips are
doctor.
now go. I mean, your doctor is fine with it.
I smell like spare ribs.
Okay, but how did they taste?
Like mild barbecue.
Okay.
5 out of 10. They really don't have a lot of flavor. Smell great though.
Huh.
So, last thing, I know I'm still on the food thing. I'm just hungry. That's why.
Fair.
Do you guys have like a Chinese not restaurant, like supermarkets?
Yes. We have Asian markets.
Okay. So my theory is I always go to the hot table there.
Okay.
And they have those little containers you fill up.
Yes.
I won't buy anything with a bone because I'm convinced that's weight I don't want to pay for.
Okay. But aren't bones hollow? So.
I don't know. I still think that's extra weight that I could stuff something else I want to
Okay.
eat there.
Okay. Fair
So
enough.
that's it. Let's get to the movies, people. I have been watching movies. I have watched movies that are not on the list. I've watched the list. I've watched independent movies. I've been doing great.
All right. I have watched the list, so
That's
you're one
it.
up on
Nothing
me.
else.
I did watch an 80s action movie this past weekend, Blue Thunder. I hadn't seen it before and felt like watching Roy
In theaters,
Scheider
baby.
in
In
a
theaters.
All right. Well, our first film is kicks off the summer season, I would say. It is The Devil Wears Prada
Nope,
2.
didn't see it pass.
Okay. Well, I have it on my list, so I'll discuss it anyway. Devil Wears Prada 2, directed by David Frankel, director of the first, starring Meryl Streep, Anne Hathaway, Emily Blunt, and Stanley Tucci. They got the whole the big four back for this one. Confession, I had never seen the original Devil Wears
Oh,
Prada.
God. Have you now at least?
I have now, yes.
Okay, good, because this film would not make a lot of sense without watching what.
No, I did watch the original in preparation for watching the sequel. I have to say, I was pleasantly surprised by this sequel. I thought it was going to be kind of the Lega sequel that just rehashes the same jokes over and over again. You'd see Anne Hathaway as the fish out of water. But I like that it didn't do that. This movie also had something to say, I think, about the death of physical media, the in the form of magazines and the written word. I like this a lot more than I expected to. It was interesting to see Stanley Tucci back again. He was probably my favorite character in the original. I was wondering what they would do with him because Miranda really screwed him over in that first movie. So it was a little. I felt bad that he was still with Miranda here, but I think they did him good. I think they did him good with giving him. He was the only one who could do the speech, even though they didn't show the speech that changed people's minds. I like that. I will say, Emily Blunt, not a big fan of Emily Blunt as an actress. I'm just kind of like she is the female equivalent of Ryan Reynolds to me. I'm just kind of over her at this moment. She was fine here, but really, I love Tucci. I love Anne Hathaway, and Meryl Streep is amazing. I don't think this was as good as the original. The original I gave 3 out of 5. This I'm giving 2.5 out of five.
Wow, we had a lot to unpack here, Doug.
Go for it. Unpack.
I think the film is fine. Like my wife got bored and bailed, so there's
Okay.
my big thing. You could see she checked out while watching this. I could just tell by watching her look, she was checked out. She's like, I just don't care. And I had a lot of problems because I figured out the ending early.
Okay, I
So
don't think
when
they were
they
trying to.
introduce Emily
I don't think they
Blunt's
were.
boyfriend,
Okay.
I kind of knew where it was going at that point. I was kind of like, oh, this is getting predictable. I wasn't happy with any of that.
I mean, that's fair.
And I was just like, okay, here we go. Meryl Streep does a great job, and Hathaway as always delivers. And Stanley Tucci is just an unsung hero at everything.
Yes.
He is always excellent. Now, I gotta agree with you. Emily Blunt is becoming the new Ryan Reynolds. One trick pony. Look at me, I'm Emily Blunt. Nobody cares. Move along. And I just find you're right. After trying to watch her act against Anne Hathaway now, like, you have not come anywhere since the first one. You're still acting the same way, doing the same stick, and I am bored by it. So I got to give you credit because I watched her in The Jungle Book, and I think that's when I started realizing Emily Blunt, blah, rock, blah. This movie, okay. But I got to give it, I don't think there was anything funny about it. I was looking for some funny lines. Like the first one had some good things. They did do the callback to the coat. Brenda's hanging up her own coat. That made me laugh. And that might have been it for the movie of laughs for me with that one joke.
Okay, that's fair.
And I liked her assistant. They did like this whole I'm having a lot of problems with cultural and being nice to everybody. Like she's being nice to her assistant, she's doing this and then half of it. I'm like, you know what, guys? There's something to be said for learning. If we're all nice to each other, what are you really learning? Not much. Oh, you can do that. You can
Fair.
do this. I need some more when I watch a movie, some more harshness, please. I don't want everything to be really happy at the end. It just makes me want to barf all over the film. Like, I need some excitement. Like, you know, I punch somebody out or something. Like, do something different that I don't see coming halfway through. I mean, it wraps this up in a nice bow. I'll give it that. I do not want a third one. I'm not even sure I wanted this one. So I gave it a 2, and that's used my
Okay.
usual casual, it was okay grade.
I mean, I will say that the ending of the first one had that nice dark turn,
Yes.
where Miranda gave, I forget Anne Hathaway's character's name, but in
Andy.
Paris,
Andy?
yes.
Andy.
Yes, Andy. Where in the car when she's talking to Andy saying, "You're just like me. You'll screw over your friend, just like I screwed over Stanley Tucci." And I like that dark
Oh,
ending, but
going back to what you said about Tucci and getting screwed over, Miranda
yes.
needs Tucci.
Yes,
And in this
absolutely.
film, if we have Tucci on his storyline, we have too much going on. We have way too many storylines because we need Tucci to help Hathaway out constantly by giving her clothes and stuff. And we see that. Oh, you know
Okay.
the scene when Hathaway runs across the road?
Yes.
Okay, I watched an interview and she talks about this scene. And that was all guerrilla filming. They literally said, get out of the car, go start on your mark, and go. And those were
Really?
all real people in that scene.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then she was supposed to run back to the van, but the van was locked.
Okay.
And the director said, well, we might have to do this again. She's like, we're not doing this again. We're done.
I
So
could see that, yes.
there you go. I just think this is sit at home and watch on Netflix.
Oh
Like this
yeah.
would be a Friday night rental for me going with my girlfriend going, you wanna watch this at the time? You know, if I wasn't married to my wife, we would be doing that. If there's still rental stores, definitely a rental.
Oh, that's what we did. That's what Kate and I did for Devil Wears Prada 1. It was a Friday night. We got pizza and beer and watched this on HBO Max.
And weird, I wasn't invited for this couples night. Strange.
I'm sorry. Would you have come? You're all the way up in Canada, and we're down here in New
Didn't
Jersey.
get an invite. No. You have to try
Oh.
occasionally, don't you?
I suppose that's fair, yes, but what if Kate and I decided to get romantic with each other? Would you have seen yourself out
Oh,
or
100%
just
been out that door. God. I mean, I'm sure there must be an Airbnb somewhere nearby for me to stay at.
yeah, there's hotels around here, so you'd be good.
I mean, is Hojo still a thing down there? Holiday Inn?
Holiday, I haven't seen a Hojo's in forever.
Maybe they're gone. I don't know.
They might be.
But I need a Holiday Inn with a free morning breakfast. That's all I'm looking
Okay.
for is a free morning breakfast because I get hungry.
Okay. I'm sure we could find you something like that.
That's great. I don't stay at the Hampton Inn. Actually, has got an excellent breakfast. I want to say
Okay.
that to people. I quite enjoy Hampton Inns. I don't know where I'm staying when I go to Niagara, so I will let you know.
Okay.
They had a free breakfast last time I was there, so it was good. The last one I stayed at.
Nice. Well,
Feed
we
the
can
fat guy, he
discuss
gets happy.
we can discuss a Irish hotel now if you would like. We could go on to Hokum, directed by Damien McCarthy, starring Adam Scott and other people, but Adam Scott's the one who people will recognize.
He's the only one I recognized.
Yes. Would you like to go first here?
Yeah, I gotta say, when you put this on the list, I had never even heard of this movie.
Really?
I
Okay.
had no clue what it was. Well, that's the problem. Let's back up. They've killed digital media, print media, and I'm a very much of a print media person. I'll even hold it up. See, I have my book right beside me. I have tons of books. I like to hold things.
Okay.
I can't read a screen. It bugs me. I can read it for a bit, and then I'm like, I can't do this anymore. So most of my new releases come by me looking up at the movie theater and seeing what's out on Friday. I will literally log in and write down what I might want to see.
Okay.
I don't buy tickets ahead of time. I will wait till Wednesday afternoon and go see a movie after work. And that's what I prefer. So back to Hokum. I'm like,
Yes.
what the hell is this? Who? Is this some weird movie Doug picked from the 1940s I've never heard of? I'm like, oh, Adam Scott. This must be new. I know who Adam Scott is. I like Adam Scott. He doesn't bug me. He usually does okay work. Not amazing, but okay. Well, Doug, I got to tell you, when he was sitting at the bar and the bellhop comes over and starts talking to him, and he's the biggest asshole I've ever seen Adam Scott be, I'm like, I'm in. And I
Okay.
think the movie progressed from there. Now, my question I kept asking myself as they kept pushing this plot forward, do I want Adam Scott to live?
Okay,
Because
good
he's
question.
such an asshole to that one guy.
Yes.
And as the film goes and Adam Scott's figuring things out, because I really don't want to ruin this film for anybody, because I couldn't find out why by the end. And I'm like, things are progressing, things are happening, and I'm like, this is so well done on no money.
Yes.
You can tell they have no budget, and that's fine. I don't want them. I love this hotel. I want to know more about the hotel and the set dressing. I mean, I think I have 10, 20 questions for the director right this second, just on the main floor. But as the film progresses, I'm sitting there going, yeah, I think I'm good with Adam Scott going. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Because I even loved how they present the, okay, well, I guess I'm going to break this down a bit more, that the honeymoon suite has like a little rope over it and a cage over it. I'm like, why do they have a cage on this? Like, they really don't want people to get in here.
No, they're hiding the witch.
Yes, I realized that, but I thought that was a little much, but it worked for me. By the end of this film, I was so into it, it was sick. I so love this film. I think they build tremendously well.
Okay.
And but the very end of the film, I'm not going to ruin this because I normally do, but this one I'm not. I was not happy. I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
So I loved everything. I think the suspense works. I love all the character work in it. I just think it has such good ideas in it.
Yes.
And I gave it a solid 3.5, which is a pretty good score for me for what it was, because I think with a little bit more money, it could be look a little bit better
Okay.
and have a little bit more things. But I think with what they had, they did a fantastic job.
You know, this is actually not the first movie by this director we've covered on this podcast.
Uh-oh, what did I
He
miss?
did that movie Oddity a couple years ago. I think he did
Yes,
it
which I did
for
see. I like
our
that too.
Halloween episode. Yeah.
I like that
I
too.
always
So I
thought
guess I like this guy.
this director, Damien McCarthy, I think he's a very visual guy. I love the visuals of his films, like I don't know why any hotel would have this, but when the owner of the hotel is telling that story to those two kids in the lobby, and you see like these elaborate like statues or puppets, I thought that just looked incredible. I love the look of that. When Adam Scott does get into the honeymoon suite, I love the look of that suite.
I
It
told
has
you, set
multiple
dressed
rooms.
amazing.
Yeah. And the four-poster bed with the curtains, so some menacing figure can walk around and you could see them a little bit through the curtains. I think just visually this film is a feast. I really like the look of the basement too. When you get down there, the lighting is done so evocatively, just very moody, very spooky. I did kind of laugh a little at the sight of, I guess, spoiler here, the witch climbing up the dumbwaiter chute, the little elevator
That was
chute. I thought
cool. I like that scene.
it looked a little silly to me, but it worked. This movie just works. I like that Adam Scott is a writer, and you get to see kind of, I guess, a film adaptation of the book he's writing.
No, he's writing that book while we're talking. So it's not if it's in his head. What we're seeing is what
Well,
he's
yeah.
writing. And
Yeah, so
so
I just call it a film adaptation because it has the other actor in it that I recognize, Austin Amilo from,
It's not a film without it. He is thinking in his head while he's writing that.
So it's a visual representation of what
Yes.
he's
Because he
writing.
discussed that with the bartender. He tells the bartender how the book ends. He just wrote it. He says that when he got there.
Yes. And I love the reaction of why would anybody read that? It's so bleak and awful. And I like that maybe he changed his mind at the end. But
Well,
yeah,
he did.
I gave this a 3 out of 5.
Oh, I liked it better than you. Look at
I think so. I also couldn't help but wonder, and again, this is a big spoiler, so cover your ears if you want to see this movie. I do wonder if maybe all of this was in his head and none
Oh,
of it really happened
100%.
because of what happens to him after the scene in the bar. Like, if this could be what's going through his mind and nothing past the
I
bar
could
actually happens.
get into the change that. My argument to you, and I had the same argument in my head, is when the bellhop shows up and says, "I spiked your drink."
Okay.
He says that at the very end. He tells the guy. I remember he brings him a bottle and he puts it on the
Yes.
table, and Adam Scott says, "You can take that with you."
Yes.
So that's why I think it's real.
Okay, that makes
That's
sense.
only because of what the bellhop says, and you see Adam Scott going, "Nope, not drinking that. You can take that away."
Okay.
And that's my only argument against that. I agree with you. I mean, someone could have been hallucinating, but he wouldn't have ended up in the hospital then, I think, in the end.
True. I just wonder if maybe he did. Okay, spoiler, that he did die and that everything was just his final thoughts. He created a
I don't think
mystery for
so.
himself
I don't know. It's like
to
the
solve.
oddity. We'll never know.
Yeah.
I think the oddity has a weird ending too.
I think the Oddity had a little bit more of a solid ending with the
Did it? It was the
because
box.
the sister-in-law gives the murderous husband like the bell that if he rings, the bellhop ghost comes and kills you, and then at the end you see the murderous husband ring the bell and you see the ghost standing behind him. So I think that had a little more of a solid
Who
ending.
knows? I don't know. I like this director. I'll take more.
Fair.
I like, let's go to the supporting actors a bit. I thought they were all good.
Yes.
I like the guy that caused some issues with the beard, and the other guy who's running the hotel I thought was good. I thought everybody worked on this film. I didn't think anybody think, and then that was a weird looking bellhop, though. I wouldn't have read his stuff either.
Yes. Especially not after he drugged you.
Well, exactly. He agreed to do it. I'm like, no. But my argument is you did burn him, Adam Scott. Like,
That is
really?
true. He did.
That really wasn't very nice.
And before he burned him, he made that awful note into his recorder about the character being, obviously, dumb and can't read the room. And
Yep.
anyway, Adam Scott was just a dick in this
I
movie,
know. I would have
really.
knocked. I would have spiked his drink too.
Okay.
I had no problems with that. I understood why.
All right. Well, let's see if you have sympathy for the bad guy in Apex, directed by Balthazar Kormákur, starring Charlize Theron and Taron Egerton.
You're up.
This is the new Netflix thriller. I'm going to say it was fine. It was just fine. It was very middle of the road for me. Normally, I really like Charlize Theron. I really like Taron Egerton. I think this was just a paycheck movie for the two of them. I guessed the surprise twist pretty early on. Not that it's even really a twist, but I'll just say where the jerky comes from. I figured out the origin of the jerky. This was just very by the numbers. Like most Netflix action movies, there's really nothing to recommend about this movie aside from the two leads, but both of them have done far better work elsewhere. I found myself cringing at the music that Taron Egerton was listening to and dancing to. It was cringeworthy. I did not care for this film. But spoiler for later in the episode, not my least favorite Netflix film we'll be discussing. This was very middle of the road for me, 2.5 out of 5. Yeah, not much to recommend here.
Oh my God, Doug, you like this compared to what I'm about to do to it.
Okay,
I
go
thought it was
for
painful. Absolutely. I thought too much CGI half the time. All those paddling scenes with Charlize Theron, I'm like, that's not her. Doesn't even look like her. Why are you trying to tell me it's her? It's not. I know it's not her. I know that woman anywhere. Not her. I just got bored quickly. Very, very bored. With this film, I felt it wasn't going anywhere quickly, other than where we knew it was going. We knew where the jerky was from.
Yes.
They're climbing that cliff. I'm like, that's fake. Was that shot in my backyard, or were they on a set that they're shooting it sideways? Nothing here. I thought the end of the film was dumb. I thought the middle was dumb. I thought, how the hell could he catch up with her? She's a world-class kayaker, and he's catching up with her all the time. I'm like, no, don't think that would happen. Just too many questions I had. As opposed to why was this made, was one. Like, absolutely dumb. You guys complained about our Oscar movie, which I will post at some point in my life. That was better than this. This was
Okay.
terrible. I just felt it was very hokey. Very, you knew by the numbers. I think you knew the
Yes.
end before it got there. At no time I thought she was in peril at any time, other than when she's using the bathroom at the gas station, maybe when she was
Okay.
there getting
Yes.
directions. Like, just when she asked him for directions, I'm like, really? She needs directions in this day and age?
I mean, I guess if you're in the outback, maybe the GPS isn't working too well. I don't
And
know.
just
I'm doing
her
extra
hut.
work for the
Her
movie.
husband dying at the beginning, I was like, eye roll. I'm like, nope, this is
Yeah.
cliffhanger all over again. This is Charlize Theron doing a bad cliffhanger movie.
You're right. You are 100% correct on
I
that.
did not like Cliffhanger. I do not like Apex. One
Okay.
star.
I do like Cliffhanger, I will say that.
Oh, it's a better movie than this. But this, I
Okay.
felt bad for the stars. I'm like, this
Yeah.
is a paycheck movie, guys. Charlize, are you done making good movies? Because you haven't
I
made one in
think.
a while. Maybe you should go hang out with my friend Elizabeth Banks and, because
Well,
she's never made a
Charlize has
good
been
movie.
doing a few of these Netflix movies with The Old Guard, one and two, and now this.
Because you know what? It's easy cash.
It is. Yes.
And she's got two kids she's got to take care of.
I guess she's just waiting on a Fast 10 part two to start filming.
Oh, last one. Please just finish off that series. And then we got four TV franchises.
Yes, that's what I heard.
I
Ugh.
can't wait. Look at my excitement.
All right. Well, this brings us to our second Netflix movie. It is Thrash, directed by Tommy Vercola, starring Phoebe Denover, Whitney Peak, and Jimin Hansu. So, Thrash, as I was mentioning in our previous discussion, Apex was not my least favorite of the Netflix films. That would be this. I thought this movie was just plain awful. I don't understand why it had so many characters. I guess they had to pad out the running time because half the cast never met up with the other half of the cast. So it seemed like they had one good idea about a woman pregnant, and then the hurricanes hit, and then the sharks come. And then the whole thing about the family with their foster children, that seemed tacked on just to expand the runtime to get feature length. I heard people say that, you're just not reading this movie correct, that it's a satire, that it's supposed to be over the top and silly. I didn't get any silliness out of this. I thought it was just poorly made, poor action, Jimin Hansu trying way too hard to bring gravitas to the part that he had. I just did not like this movie. This was a 1 out of 5 for me. This was bad, worse than Apex.
Okay, let's back this up a bit. Big, so they start the movie off. Now, I want to start off with the pregnant lady trying to get on the boat. How many days did she have to get out of her house? Like, it
That
just
is
sort of
fair.
showed up this sport storm, like she had no idea it was coming.
They did show that she had to go to work that day. So she had to show up for
Really?
work.
So she
Yes.
had to go to work, and then she's like, oh, I missed the ferry? Like, I'm sorry, you're that far along and you know a hurricane is coming. Maybe you should not go to work for a couple days. Just saying, you're going to have a baby. Maybe it's time to go earlier. It sounds like you had plenty of opportunity to leave.
Yes, but that could just be the American work system where if you don't work, if they fire you, you don't have the medical benefits, so then how are you going to afford to give birth in a hospital and have all that covered? I kind
Maybe
of
she
get it
should have moved to
from
Canada
that.
then, and she wouldn't have had this problem.
That's true, and there wouldn't be the hurricanes.
There you go. Now, have you ever experienced any kind of flooding in your life?
Yes.
I've never seen flooding get to the second floor of a house.
No, that is true. I have not seen that either.
But in this movie, it does happen in certain places.
Yes.
Now I'm a little confused. If it's flooding your house to the second floor, why isn't my second floor not flooding?
I guess it depends on how far away they, like I said, the pregnant lady and the shut-in, they never meet up with the foster kids. So that could be all the way across the city for all we know. I
I will
have no
accept
idea how
that.
close they are.
Now, have you ever left your front door open during a flood? Just want to check.
No. No.
No. So how do the sharks get in if the front door is closed?
The big window broke, right?
And one of
At
them,
least
yes, we see that.
for the foster, yeah. Were there sharks in the shut-in's house? I thought
Yes.
the shark. I didn't think the sharks came until they got
Oh, maybe
outside.
they, but they were on the second floor,
Yeah.
so there had to be sharks in her house and there's sharks in the other house.
I
Sharks
don't
are in
think
all the houses,
so.
Doug. These are the best sharks you've ever seen. They just magically came in with this flood. Just, I've never heard of in my life that sharks come in with floods. Okay, well, let it go. This film is terrible.
I just want to. Once my speaker has stopped working, I might have to. Me try.
Okay, Doug. So how do the sharks get in? Like they're only at certain parts and they're eating just the bad people?
Yeah, I thought the sharks, at least at the shut-in's house, they didn't really go into the house, but they were outside. They ate the two people who tried to save the pregnant lady. And that's also where the great white was hanging out, because apparently it's deep enough there for a great white to just swim around.
Nonsense. As I watched this, I just got more annoyed. Like the bad people all died. Okay. Don't care. Some good people died too. Don't care. These sharks are so CGI'd. This film is so CGI'd. And it is probably number one of my worst films of the year list.
Nice. Okay.
Would you like to read the text I sent you?
Let me see if I can find
Do you
it.
remember the text I said?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
This is the first film I've watched on your list. I want you to stay. And that text was sent before I had finished the film.
Your exact words were, "What the fuck are you making me watch? This is awful."
Half a star.
Yes.
Number
And I
one
knew
film.
exactly which movie you were talking about.
This is my worst film of the year. I just want that stated for you. You now made the worst film of the year. I'm just sitting there going, why is this film even on? Like, who made this and thought it was a good idea?
Netflix. So you're not going to watch the sequel that they set up with the other hurricane coming up at the end?
There's going to be no sequel here, buddy. There is no way there's going to be a sequel here at all. There can't be. This is such a piece of crap. I
Yes,
love
it's
Denzi
been.
Iwanatsu. He's trying hard to make this good. I'm like, dude, please just take the paycheck. I would have been happier for you.
Yes.
Pregnant lady needs to get some brain power and leave earlier. I don't care if you have to work. There's nobody, anybody's working in this town. Because here's my argument. The shut-in goes to get food.
Yes.
Store's closed.
Okay.
Why is the pregnant lady working? Everybody knows this town is closing down. Everybody knows the hurricane's coming. It's clearly stated.
People are just idiots. I
Shutter's an
don't know.
idiot. This pregnant lady's an idiot. They all should have got eaten by sharks.
Yes, I agree with that.
Except for the three kids. They couldn't leave on their own.
Yes, but they're the
And
ones who end
Alex.
up saving themselves and getting into a car and driving away.
Yeah, but they're the only ones. But the water in the second floor, I'm like, this is so dumb. I have so many problems with this world. Like, you have a bathtub, you have water in it that's all the same level, even if they're on different sides. Unless that house is on the biggest hill ever and the water just made it. And I can't buy this film. The CGI was terrible. The acting was terrible. The story was terrible. Dumb decisions that just did not make sense to me.
Yes. No. Yeah, I 100% agree. I think the only thing this movie got right is the running time, which was only 84 minutes, so it
And
was
that was too
under an hour
long.
and a half.
Way too long. Painful.
Okay.
So half a star, number one film of the year on the list, just so you know.
Okay.
Did you enjoy that text? Did you laugh? Like, when you got that text, did you think, I know exactly what he's watching?
Pretty much, yes. I
You'd
was like,
already seen
what did I
it.
pick that was bad? And then I remembered, oh yeah, it's that shark movie
So
that
you had
was
already
bad.
seen it by the time I texted you.
Yes, yeah, that was the only movie that I had watched on the list when I made it, just because it was a new Netflix movie. I like shark movies. I knew it was bad. I just had to put it on the list to
You're
see what you
like, I'm
thought.
gonna torture Simon. Hey, because he'll watch
Yes.
anything. Oh, it's a movie you haven't seen? Put it on. Okay.
All right. Well, I wonder how you're going to feel about our next movie I have on the list here. It is Surratt from last year, Oscar nominated for foreign film, directed by Oliver Laxay, starring Sergio Lopez and Bruno Nunez. So I will let you go first with Surratt.
I gotta tell you, this movie comes on. I'm like, what the hell is Doug make me watch today? I'm sitting there going, I've never heard of this. Where did he figure out where this movie came from? So let's start there. Those are the questions I'm asking myself. How do
Okay.
you know about this film?
Well, it was Oscar nominated for foreign film. It's won the two foreign films that I really wanted to see that I hadn't gotten a chance to for the Oscars were this and It Was Only an Accident. I
Which I
still
have seen.
haven't seen It Was Only an Accident yet, but I have now seen Surratt. So I had heard nothing but good things about this movie. I had heard that it is compelling, beautiful, and brutal all at the same time. I just really wanted to see it. I had no idea what it could possibly entail, but yeah, that's why I put it on the list because I knew it was Oscar nominated. I knew it was pretty critically acclaimed, and that's where it came from.
So I've seen all the Oscar foreign films for once in my life then.
Nice.
So, okay, let's go back to this film. I'm watching this. I have no idea what I'm watching. Other than I start swearing that it's foreign film. I'm like, oh, I'm going to kill Doug on this one. Okay, I'm going to get through this. You know what, Doug? I freaking love this movie.
Yes.
By the end of this film, I'm so on board with everybody. I'm like, this has got to be the dumbest shit I've ever watched, but I love this movie. I love the characters. I love the concept. I love the shit that happens to them. Now, we're going to fast forward a time of people to the very end.
Okay.
Holy fuck. I did not see that coming at any time. You could have asked me, here's $100,000 right down the end of this film, and I would have written down something different. Never, ever would have figured out the end of this film, which was fantastic. Absolutely, I gotta recommend this film to people. This is a film I'd never heard of, and I'm giving it a full recommendation for Simon.
Nice.
I probably give this a 4 out of 5. A solid 8. I love this film. I don't want a sequel because there really can't be one.
No, there cannot be.
But oh my God, this film fucked me up bad at the end. Brilliant. Whoever wrote this, I want to give full credit for me having no idea about this MacGuffin. They give him MacGuffin, they don't even really use it, and they do it a different direction. And I was just like, wow. This film gets dark quickly and stays there and then goes further into that cave of darkness.
Yes.
So, thank you. I'm not going to talk about this because I really don't want to ruin it other than I enjoyed it immensely.
Okay.
I think the acting was great. I love the writing, even though it was very basic, but they weren't wasting words ever. Any actions they did, they weren't wasting actions.
Yes. No,
I did like
I
when they
also
ripped
think.
off his car. They ripped off the fender off the car. Ah, you can go now.
Yes. Just little things like that. I mean, I thought, first of all, it was beautifully shot.
Oh,
Like
wonderful. Absolutely phenomenal.
I thought the desert landscapes looked gorgeous. When they're crossing the river, I thought that was so well done. It got a little bit sorcerer at times when they were going through the mountains up on the cliff. I won't spoil this because I think it just needs to be seen.
Oh, you have to see it. Hang on, we do have to ask, has Kate seen this film?
Kate did not see it with me.
Oh,
I
she needs
watched
to
it.
watch this so badly. I want a Kate review. I don't care if she just sends it to me personally. If she can
Okay.
even just send me her two words, that's all I want to know.
Okay.
And if they say F off, I'm gonna laugh even harder.
I mean, just the idea at the beginning of this movie is a nightmare for me. I don't like raves. I don't like being out in the heat. So a rave
I don't mind the
in
heat.
the
I don't like
desert,
graves.
a rave in the desert for multiple days, just I like a big comfy bed. I like to shower. I bet all these people smelled awful.
Oh, for sure.
They're not showering. They're not sleeping anywhere comfortable. So that alone would, before they even get to the field where they are at the end. I don't want to give spoilers, but yeah, it seemed like a nightmare before they even started on their journey. And it just kept going. I think making it ravers kind of worked for it because it could use that music, that propulsive thumping music that just keeps it going, keeps you going. It just get
Stop.
the
I want to
movie
stop you
gets
there for one
peak.
second. Did
Yes.
Rocky Horror Picture go through your mind at the near the end? It's just a step to the left. That's what went through my mind. I'm just like, let's do the time warp again. You have no idea what I'm talking about if you haven't seen this film, people, but it does work.
Yes, it does.
I think we
And
should do the time. Oh, and should get on that and just sub that song out and put in the time warp again.
the
And it would work.
Yes, it would. Yeah, this was a solid 4 out of 5 for me.
And
I
I'm giving it the
really
same
enjoyed
scores, and
this.
I do not score things this high, so.
Nice. I wonder what you'll think of the next foreign film that I put on the
Ghost?
list.
Was it Ghost?
Cloud.
Cloud, yes.
Cloud, directed by Kiyoshi Kurosawa, starring Masaki Suda and Daiken Okudera. I will be honest with you on this. This is one I had wanted to see. I love this director, and I was excited to see his new film.
Oh, is this
I
new?
saw it's from 2024. Four, I think, so it's his newest. I saw a review on Letterboxd. I forget who said it, but they said if you pause the movie every 5 minutes and ask me what I thought would happen next, there is no way I would guess correctly. And I got to agree with that. This movie goes so insane. I loved it. It's a guy, an e-commerce person who's selling goods online, buys them for cheap, marks them up high. Are they real? Are they knockoffs? He doesn't know. He doesn't care. For some reason, there are people out there who consider him to be the worst person in the world because of this. And then the last quarter of this movie is a group of people trying to kill him. And the action scenes, they work for me. And then at the very end, and this can be interpreted, it takes maybe a supernatural twist. Are they actually headed to hell? Is what he was doing that bad? Or I don't know. I loved it. I love the visuals of this movie. I thought just the story, I had no idea where it was going. I never would have predicted that his assistant would come back at the end and take righteous vengeance on the people trying to kill him. I loved it. I thought Cloud was fantastic. This was another 4 out of 5 for me.
Well, Doug, I have some good information for you. I give this a solid 3.5.
Nice.
I friggin' love this movie. Really liked it. It is fucking dark, though. Oh my
Yes.
God. At times I'm like, this is getting darker and darker. It doesn't start off that way.
No,
And
it
I'm
does
kind of
not.
like, what the hell is Doug making me watch? I love the acting in it. I love the storyline. I love how it's nothing's really ever explained. Except for the
Yes.
relationship between him and the girl is explained by the end.
Yes.
And that's really about it.
Yeah,
Everything else is just kind of works for me, but nothing's explained.
no, and his boss from the clothing company,
Yes.
his whole reason for wanting to kill him is because he pretended he wasn't home when he came to visit him.
Yes.
And then you find out that his boss killed his family and is now on the run from the police.
Yes.
So just so bizarre, so utterly compelling and watchable, I gotta
I
say.
don't
Like,
understand why I like this so much. I think it's just, again, not predictable. And I think that's what we're seeing in your choices this month. Like, just different film choices. I like it.
Yes.
I
Yes,
mean, Cloud
absolutely.
again is just something I don't want to. The end is just like, what the? I had no idea what was going to happen at the end. Again.
Yeah.
I mean, would I watch this again? Never. Would I watch the other movie, the Ford movie? Maybe, because I love that end scene so
Okay.
much. Now I know what happens at the end. That was too intense for me. That's one I didn't find as intense as the other one.
No, I think the other one also had a little more the what happened was personal to the main character. This one, yes, it's personal, but you don't really have the connection with him that you did the father in Surratt, I would say.
The fun. So I think the film was good. I just wish it was fleshed out a little bit more at
Okay.
times. And there's nothing wrong with that. I wanted a little bit more information. I like when he has to go to the police station. They're like, "We would like to see one of your bags." Oh, I think I'm sold out. Sorry. I thought that was kind of funny. I'm like, oh yeah, something's up.
And then,
Now, I decided he was selling fake goods.
I think I honestly don't think he cared. I think maybe
No, I don't think he cares.
the bags might have been fake, but I think those medical devices he got in the
No, they
beginning,
were real.
I
They were
think those were
real.
real.
They
I
were.
think he just sold whatever he could get his hands on.
Remember when he goes to, I loved how he bought all the artwork or the dolls.
Yes.
Was it statues?
Yes, those statues. Yes. He just
Hey,
offered the
just,
guy 1,000,000 yen,
yeah, I'm taking all
and the guy
these.
just
And
sold out. Like, I sold out.
what a dick.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that was a dick move to the people online.
But dick move enough to kill him and stream it live for people to watch?
Yeah,
Is he that bad of a person?
that was a real, no, I don't think so, but I mean, we see it with Pokemon cards now. Guys going to Costco buying cases of them
Yes.
to resell online, and I'm just like, really? Pokemon's not bad. I guess it is. I don't know. I
Fair.
just don't find the love to a thing. Yeah, I think this movie is just a little screwy. I liked it. Please watch it. I'm not going to talk about the ending because it's just awesome.
Yes. Yes.
See, I'm
All
not
right.
spoiling things as much this week. I'm not annoyed.
Fair. I wonder if you'll spoil this one. It is Road Games from 1981,
Oh,
directed by
sure.
Richard
No,
Franklin,
no problem.
starring Stacy Keach and Jamie Lee Curtis.
Is Jamie Lee Curtis really in this film, Doug?
In the second half, yeah.
Kind of. Kind
It's
of.
mostly Stacy Keach. I will give you that.
Is it my turn to start?
Yes.
Road Game. This movie, I'm not a big Stacy Keach fan. I might as well start there.
Okay,
I found this
fair.
film a little slow at times. I thought it was a little dumb at times. I thought the end was preposterous.
Okay.
Unbelievable. There's no way that happened. And the Jamie Lee Curtis character, I'm kind of like, okay, just somebody I know is in here. Okay, great.
Okay.
I really didn't like him at any time. I don't think he's likable, Stacy Keach. I really think he's a big dick, especially when he was bumping the guy with the boat. And the guy with the boat's bumping. I'm like, what is the point of this? And the bathroom scene didn't amuse me at all.
Okay.
I thought that was dumb. I honestly did not like Road Games. I thought it was
Okay.
just a really bad drive-in picture that would probably have been on a double bill.
Okay.
I wish it was better. The end is just terrible. Absolutely terrible. So he's driving his truck down the street and he gets stuck. I'm like, there's no way this idiot would do that. Actually, he is an idiot. He probably would do that. I just like 70s road safety really doesn't exist, does it? He's
No,
running
no.
people off the road. He's doing this, doing that. I'm like, can we just blow this guy up and be done with this? I did not enjoy Road Games. I
Okay.
didn't have any, no fun at all. I just thought it was mindless dumbness.
I am the opposite of you on this.
Here we go.
I had a lot of fun with this. I actually really liked Stacy Keach. I liked his monologues as he's going along. I liked his
You want to play the game, Doug? Should we play the game?
which one? The I
Is it
Spy?
an I spy? Oh my God. With the woman, and she's trying to get away from him almost. I'm like, I can't watch this anymore. That's what did me in, was that woman in the beginning when she runs to the cliff and doesn't jump. I'm like, okay, we're done.
Okay. You didn't like his dingo? He had a pet
I
dingo.
like the pet dingo.
Okay. No, I also loved the scene in the I guess restaurant or bar in the middle of nowhere where he's on the phone to the cops and the camera just does the 360 all the way around and you see all the people staring at him all in one. I like that. This was very much I was reading a love letter to Hitchcock. It was The Rear Window, but done as a road picture,
Really?
which is, yes, which is why
Well,
they call Jamie Lee Curtis Hitch. Like, yes, she's a hitchhiker, but it's also a reference to Hitchcock. So,
where did you get this information?
IMDb, if you go into the trivia section of the films, granted, this is, you could take it all with a grain of salt. I don't know how much of it is true, but it did feel very Hitchcockian to me. It felt I did get a Rear Window kind of vibe out of it. You guy watching the crimes happen but can't really do anything about it. Yeah, I liked I was charmed by Stacy Keach. I liked him a lot in this movie. This was a solid 3.5 out of 5 for me. I'm sorry to say I disagree with you on this.
Hitchcockian thriller, they keep calling it, with callbacks to the likes of Rear Window. Yeah, no. No. Callbacks to boredom is what he gave me. Nope.
Okay.
Did not enjoy Road Games. Wanted to turn it off numerous times while watching it. Didn't care at all. I think this was Doug going, let's see, we'll try. We'll give him Thrash, which I know he'll hate. And we'll give him Road Games because I haven't seen Jamie Lee Curtis movie and see what he says. This is
Okay.
torture for Minnelli. It's exactly what I take this as.
Okay. All right, well, I wonder how you felt about our last film of the episode, Mildred Pierce, directed by Michael Curtiz, starring Joan Crawford, Jack Carson, and Zachary Scott.
You got us. Do I start? No, you start.
Okay, I start this one. I really like this movie. This has been on my list to see for a long time. Mostly because this is the one film Joan Crawford won her Oscar for Best Lead Actress. I really didn't know what to expect going in. I know there was an HBO adaptation of the book maybe 10, 15 years ago that was a long miniseries starring Kate Winslet, I believe. And I know this is a much condensed version of the book. This is, only 1 hour 45 minutes, and it concentrates much more on a noir story. I really liked it. I love the setup of you see the dead body in the beginning, and then the cops interviewing everybody to find out what's going on. I really liked the way that this movie was shot. I liked how, in the opening, I loved the look of the scene on the boardwalk. I thought it looked really good. I thought Joan Crawford was great. And I kind of liked the ending. I had a feeling she didn't shoot the
Oh,
person.
I didn't think she did at all. I never did.
No. And when it was revealed who the murderer was, it made complete sense to me.
Oh, 100%.
I really like this. I like this far more than I thought I would. I gave this a solid 4 out of 5.
I think I'm around 3.5, 4. I just finished it just before we recorded the show. This was
Okay.
the film I hadn't finished. Just because I've been watching baseball. I don't know why, and
Fair.
hockey playoffs. So, I think the film was great. I think it tells a complete story. I like Joan Crawford's voice. I think it's the first real Joan Crawford film I've seen her in.
Okay.
I don't know if I've seen a lot of Joan Crawford's work. Maybe I have, I just don't remember, but no recollection. I thought she did a great job. I thought the storytelling was fantastic. I think it introduced characters nicely. I think it moved the story along when it needed to. I think the third act kind of sets up the ending a bit. You kind of
Yes,
see what's
yes.
going on a bit, which is fine. I think it needed to be done. I had a little disagreement with myself with her marrying the second guy. I think
Okay, I could see that.
I was a little pissed off. I'm like, really? She seems too smart for this.
I also think that could be maybe it got expanded on in the miniseries or in the novel.
Maybe,
Maybe
because I need to
it
know
was
why she did
condensed
it,
for
because she
this.
seems to just want to do it. It didn't seem to make a lot of sense to me. Like, she was a self-made woman. She didn't need this guy.
Yes, no, I agree with that.
But what I was understanding, maybe you can correct me, she was marrying him to stop her daughter from marrying him.
I think so. I think you're
That's the way
right.
I took it. And I'm like, really? Okay, it makes sense to me if that was the plan and that's the way I took it, then that made sense. I really liked her first husband, though. I wish we had more of him because he's such a supporting character. It kind of bugs me that he's just in and out kind of quickly. I wish he could stay around a bit longer, but he does as much as he needs to do easier, which is great for me. I liked him a lot. The end of the film was perfect. It made sense to me. I accepted it. And I think that answers my question of why what she did in the ending. I think that's the only reason why I believe it. And
I
I think Mildred Pierce is excellent. I think it's an, I would not watch it again. I don't feel a need, but I think it's decent. It didn't upset me.
No,
It
and
was a
I
little, it's a
definitely.
long movie though, almost 2 hours, I thought. It was a little long.
Yes, it could have been longer though. It could have been the HBO whatever 6-8 hour miniseries. So
Well, I'm good, Doug. I
we
don't
didn't
need the
watch
6 hour. I did not. Probably
that.
Claire Danes is in it. That's probably why.
Evan Rachel Wood, actually. She
Ooh.
plays the daughter.
Oh, then I'm. Oh, who plays? Okay, then who plays the other one?
Mildred Pierce is Kate Winslet is
Oh,
Mildred.
okay. I'm in. I should be watching this then. I
Okay.
enjoy both those people. Doug, we're at that
Yes, sir.
favorite time of the show. Did you buy anything?
Actually, one thing, yes.
Because
And
Garage
you're
Sale
not gonna
season
like
starts.
it because
I
I
can't see
can't.
you. Have your screen blurred as usual. Oh,
There we go. It is
Long
the
Riders.
Long Riders. It's a Western directed by Walter Hill. I've just been on a Walter Hill kick recently,
Why won't I
and
like this? Because I don't like Westerns.
because Stacy Keach is in it, so.
I didn't like one Stacy Keach movie. Doesn't mean I liked him, Mike Hammer. Does that count?
Yes.
I find
No,
you
this.
choose a lot of scenery.
Yes, he does. No, this is a Western about famous cowboy brothers, like the Earp brothers, played by actual brothers. So Stacy Keach and his brother are in this movie.
James Keach.
David Carradine and Keith Carradine are in this movie. So it's a bunch of brothers playing brothers in a Western.
It'll be
I'm
on your
looking
next
forward to
list, I'm
watching it.
sure. I'll see it then. Dog, if they make it.
We will watch it.
Good night.
Good night, all.